Counter Alliance adopts FDD as its special purpose vehicle for the August general elections. Two Lusaka women sentenced to 2 years for bribing police officer over incest kit. And Israel Defense Forces launches strikes on Tehran and Beirut. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Mvula. Tonse Alliance Council of Elders has resolved to adopt the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, as its special purpose vehicle for the August general elections. Alliance Secretary General Dr. Chris Zimba said the decision was reached during a virtual Council of Secretaries General meeting held on 28 February to deliberate on organizational and electoral strategies ahead of August 2026. Dr. Zimba has stated that as a precautionary and strategic contingency measure, other interested members' political parties are invited to formally apply to the office of the Secretary General to be considered as alternative SPVs should any legal, administrative or procedural challenges arise. He said to strengthen grassroots coordination, the Alliance further resolved to harmonize structures across all 10 provinces using the existing council framework, and the Brian Mundwile and the ECLPF movement will jointly chair Alliance structures at all levels. Dr. Zimba said the Alliance also approved the opening of applications for parliamentary, mayoral and council chairperson and councillor positions from 9th March to 31st March 2026. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has sentenced two Lusaka women to 2 years simple imprisonment for bribing a police officer at Kawata Police Station in order to secure the release of their husband from police custody following his arrest for the offence of incest. In delivering judgment, a resident magistrate, Anna Holland, ruled that the prosecution have approved their case beyond reasonable doubt that the money amounting to 4,808 kwacha was used in corruption practices. Magistrate Holland noted that the women's focus was for their husbands to be released and not for the welfare of the child victim. She further ruled that the accused persons admitted in cross-examination that the money offered to the police officer was for police bonds. However, the accused in their defense informed the court that they never engaged in corruption practices but only wanted to help their husband get food as they signed him a police bond. In this case, the women pleaded not guilty of attempting to bribe a police officer in order to secure the release of their husband from police custody following his arrest for the offense of incest. One of the women is the mother of a 10-year-old girl, alleged to have been defiled by her husband at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, Cancer Disease Hospital. The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, has launched an initiative aimed at tracking electoral recommendations to support reforms efforts in the country's electoral sector. Speaking during the launch of the Election Recommendation Implementation Tracker, CCMG Project Coordinator Christabel Mwango says the web-based platform will support reform efforts, enhance transparency, strengthen collaboration and enable the systematic tracking of electoral recommendations. Ms. Mwango said the tracker seeks to improve the country's electoral governance by centralizing and monitoring reform initiatives. She has added that it will compile recommendations from various observer groups and institutions, ensuring improved follow-up, accountability and coordination.
So this tracker is a reform tracker, like it has been mentioned, and it's a very dynamic platform that is designed to monitor the implementation of those several recommendations that are made during the various electoral processes that happen in the country. Unlike statistics reports, this tracker is connected to what we are calling a live back-end. Okay, so it will be tracking the recommendations in a live format every hour, ensuring that citizens, researchers and journalists have access to the most current data when it comes to electoral reform.
Chapter 1 Foundation says Zambia's civic space remains largely constrained with little progress made in creating an environment where civil society organizations and political parties can freely mobilize. Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala says the operating space has not significantly improved, raising concern as the country approaches the next general election. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Kalala has noted that there has been no concerted effort by government to enact legislation that opens up civic space, but instead observes that some of the laws being introduced appear to further restrict freedom and limit citizen participation in governance processes. Mr. Kalala has also expressed concern that freedom of expression is dying a slow death due to what he described as the chilling effect of certain laws on citizens who choose to speak out.
Ambient civic space has been categorized by international bodies and agencies as constrained. And what that means is there is a lot of room for opening up of the civic space for actors to better express themselves, mobilize, and so on. Seeing as we're heading to the election, not much has changed in terms of how political parties can mobilize, how civil society can mobilize. So that does not give a good indication for the civic space. At Chapter 1, we still think it's constrained, and the primary reason for it is there hasn't been a concerted effort by the government to enact legislation that opens up the civic space. What we've seen is legislation that is being enacted that further constrains the civic space.
And Mr. Kalala has further pointed to growing income inequality in the country, stressing the need for authorities to address the matter urgently.
I think we have an inequality problem. There are two studies, indices that measure inequality, income inequality, the Gini index, the Atkinson's coefficient or something like that. And on both indices, Zambia is one of the most unequal countries in the world. And to put that into perspective, that means there are countries that have, I think we're in the top five most unequal countries in terms of income in the world. So to put that into perspective, there are countries that have been at war that are more equal than Zambia. And we need to address that. And how to address that is looking at our governance framework holistically.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Architects, ZIA, has raised concern over recurring structural failures on major highways, warning that incomplete and inadequate infrastructure designs are putting the country's economy at risk. ZIA President Musonka Silungwe has cited the recent collapse of culverts and crossing points at Lifune, Kankumba and Takoso, which disrupted traffic on the Great North Road, the Great East Road and the Katumbalesa-Chingola route, key corridors for trade and revenue collection. It says the pattern of damage appears identical in several locations, suggesting possible design and supervision deficiencies and called for a comprehensive nationwide assessment of highway infrastructure before more sites deteriorate during the ongoing rainy season. Mr. Silungwe has further welcomed the move by the Engineering Institution of Zambia to summon engineers involved in the affected project to ensure that future contracts include a full complete complement of qualified local consultants.
As a country cannot afford to have incomplete and inadequate design of our infrastructure, because even just a layman's analysis of how these culverts have been washed away, the damage looks identical. Speaking to a similar problem, this more dangerously also speaks to the fact that we must accept and do a complete assessment of our highway infrastructure.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Top International News.
The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has confirmed it launched simultaneous targeted airstrikes on military sites in Tehran and Beirut. In a statement released early this morning, The IDF said it was conducting operations against what it described as military targets in both capitals. The militaries are ready.